For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You ready? You ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Red Kingdom. Welcome to the Red
35-yard attempt. Kingdom. Well within his range. 18 of 20 this season. Is Lutz, and one of those misses a 60-yarder to end the half. 35-yard attempt from the far hash. Dixon, the punter, will hold. Fraboni is the long snapper. Lutz waiting for the snap. Placement is down. Lutz's kick is blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! The Chiefs blocked the kick! They're going to stay undefeated! The Kansas City Chiefs blocked a 35-yard field goal attempt! Kansas City wins this game on a blocked field goal!
Se viene el bateador Lutz de parte de los Broncos, el número 3. Se acomoda hacia adelante, la patada. ¡Eh! ¡Bloqueo! ¡El bloqueo, Jared! Se bloquea esta jugada y Kansas City se lleva la victoria del día de hoy. ¡Hay bloqueo! ¡Los Broncos la fallan! ¡Los Broncos no pueden hacerla! ¡Y los Kansas City Chiefs se llevan la victoria cuando esperábamos un gol de campo! ¡Kansas City y tapa este ovoide y se llevan la victoria por dos puntos! Kansas City se mantiene invicto en la temporada 2024, Hannah.
And good morning. Pump it up, Mac.
Strange music.
That's right. Oh, it couldn't happen to a better team. Couldn't happen at a better moment. Just when you think you got it. The life is sucked away from you by the Kansas City Chiefs, who are victorious yesterday, 14-16. I normally say that in the reverse order. Pretty jacked up this morning because, well, I'll give you some more audio.
Will Lutz backs up, takes two steps to the side, says he's ready. An attempt of 35 yards for the win. Snap, placement, kick on the way. It is blocked.
Ah, you love to hear that.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what to say. I really am at a loss for words. 35-yard field goal blocked with 1 second to go, and Kansas City is going to get out of here with a 16-14 win over the Broncos.
Kick it to win it. Chiefs have won! The Chiefs have won!
Oh, that's great. That's
I had a good great. Time yesterday at the game. Did you guys? That was awesome.
I mean, I feel like brioche of the weekend should just all be a blocked kick.
I was going to text you guys last night and say everybody's brioche this weekend is the kick getting blocked at a different call from the game yesterday.
I mean,
wow, baby. Wow.
I don't... I mean, I think this is where I think this show speaks so much volume to everybody out there, right? Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey, all with you here on 96.5 The Fan, your home.
Got my tea.
Yeah, you sound like you had a pack of cigs yesterday.
I guess I lost my voice at the game yesterday. I can't imagine why, you know.
How's everybody doing?
Hey, how you doing this morning, man? Get your 16 cents at Hy-Vee today because the Chiefs scored 16 yesterday. No, I mean, it was it. Jeez. I just don't have the words for what.
What was Ben's reaction? Because you were next to Ben Maller, who's in L.A., he's in town. We did the meet and greet Saturday. Shout out to the Landing Liberty. Great turnout to everybody that came out. You can't script this, which is hilarious because we try to.
Right.
To bring a friend in who's never been to, ever been to Arrowhead.
Never, ever.
And I hope he never comes back because you can't top. That's a hole in one your first time playing golf. Yeah,
they're coming back. They can't wait to come back now, right? After that.
Playoffs, Ben.
So we were just kind of sitting there. It's the last second. And you know, everybody's kind of standing and trying to figure out what the hell is going to go on. And
you're the field goal. Tony, the driver.
Yeah, right. Like, get ready, Ralph. Let's get the hell out of here, right? Type of thing. And so
Ralph.
We've got the kick and everything's lined up, and there are some losers leaving the stadium. I will say that if you left the game yesterday before it was over, you suck. I'm just flat out, you suck. Okay, because this is a team. If you haven't learned right now that this team is always going to find a way to win, and you left that game early. Yes, it was a noon game. There's no excuse to leave that game early. People left that game early once they got like inside the 30-yard line, and it looked like it was going to be, you know, a game-winning field goal. And when you play for a game-winning field goal, Sean Payton, see what happens, right? F around and find out. Because right before the kick, Josh texts me, Kling, and he goes, this is going to doink off the upright. Well, he was close.
Upright of Leo Chenault's arm.
Yeah, Leo Chenault's arm. And so we're sitting there in the back of the end zone, kind of in the middle level. And Ben's sitting behind me, and I'm standing in front, kind of like being this like cheerleader or whatever, like just standing there like this. You can see on the feed. And the kick misses, and I lost my mind.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I lost my effing mind.
You and 70,000 others.
I mean, it was like the best feeling leaving a regular season game that I've ever had at that stadium.
Oh,
and man. I mean, I can't think of a better regular season. Again, regular season game. We're not going to say this is Super Bowl playoffs, anything like that. But I mean, leaving that game yesterday, the energy, dude, was palpable. And you know, we're celebrating. I'm hugging people I never met before. That's the best part about sports, right?
That's an outlier for you. Like, normally you'd be like, don't touch me. And you're over here.
Yeah,
like,
right. Yeah. No, I'm hugging. Like, I don't know who people are. We're high-fiving. People are chanting my name as we're walking down out of the game. Like, it was like, and Ben looks at me and he goes, the pure joy on your face is just unbelievable. He goes, this was the best thing ever. He goes, to see you react the way that you did was just unbelievable. He was going nuts. His wife was going nuts. Everybody was going crazy because nobody had seen anything like that before. It was wild.
To go back, God, I can't believe you hit puberty yesterday. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you very much. I got hair under my armpits and everything, man. It's awesome.
You Mac.
Mac hasn't hit puberty yet. We can talk about that. But
yeah, but he's got a lot of cougars after him.
Yeah, he really does.
God, you are a mousetrap for cougars. My God, you're a great wingman. I'll tell you what, that sour cream lady. Anyways,
you interested in Emily?
No, I gotta be professional.
But if there were Emily,
hey, Emily's listening right now. So, Dusty's interested.
That's not true. I'm professional. Also, go to the Westin anytime too. Anyways, don't spit that water out, Mac. No,
Tammy, Dusty's interested.
Thanks, Amir. No, I think that to go back to what you were saying, and I know there's some of you here that probably do remember this, but that sort of feeling of yesterday, and maybe I'm missing one. You know, that game, Alex Smith let him back.
Yeah,
against the Chargers.
That's
game, there.
Yeah, right.
Right. When you saw his picture go viral where he like flexed and you saw like how, you know, jacked of a guy Alex Smith was.
Yeah.
You go backwards from that. And because you have to think about it, right? Like this game, not playoffs, take the playoff Super Bowls, all that away. But the game that it really reminded me of where you just really had a low percentage of winning, because I bet the Broncos at that point had a 98% chance of winning.
I think it was 99% chance of winning is what they were saying as we were walking out.
And I know you won't
because they do this in the comeback with the Boston documentary. You need to watch it. It's great.
No chance.
It's awesome. It's fantastic. Yeah. And anyways, but they do that throughout Boston's history. Like they bring up the 86 World Series where they're like, they had a 96% chance to win. And then it goes, Gary Carter base hit 91. Next guy gets up 88. And then it's like, you know, when Buckner's play is coming and it's like 84% down to 56. And then it's just like zero. And the other one that makes me think of it is that Cleveland Browns game. Do you remember when
Dwayne Rudd with the helmet?
Yeah. And I'm thinking because there's a fumble and then
John Tate's like running down the field with the ball.
And that's when my dad let me know that the game can't end on a defensive penalty.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, well, does the play still count that he had the run? And he's like, oh, yeah.
And then there
15.
Was a penalty after
he's
that.
He's like, it's 15 on top of because Dwayne Rudd threw his helmet.
Right.
And
what an idiot.
All of a sudden, 47-year-old ass Morton Anderson goes out there and parks it. And that was the start of the 8-0 season when they would eventually lose to Cincinnati and lose the undefeated record.
Yeah.
But they would go on. I believe that was the end.
I'm trying to think if that was the same year. That
I think it was.
I can't remember, but it was obviously Vermilier. It was definitely Morton Anderson. Mm-hmm. It was definitely Dwayne Rudd. It was definitely John Tate. So it was either 01, 02, or 03.
Yeah, because it was,
right
I know
there,
it was
right?
Trent Green.
Yeah, it was definitely Trent Green and all that kind of stuff. But was that the same game that some dude got hit in the eye with the penalty flag? And then,
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I just know that that game felt a lot like this game, where like my roommate and I are standing there, and he's like, damn it, they're going to get the ball, they're going to take it down, they're going to kick the field goal. And I was like, so you're saying it's over?
Right.
And he's like, well, I mean, all they got to do is kick a 25-yard field goal. I'm not kidding, you guys. I'm not kidding. I almost became a one-man household because as soon as he kicked it, I pancaked him into the couch.
Yeah.
Like, I lifted him up and threw him down. And I was like, are you kidding me? And then my FaceTime goes off like 5 minutes later. It's Bob and Ben. And I literally, Stone Cold Steve Austin, chugged the beer and then looked directly at both of them and spit it into my camera.
Yeah.
And Bob looks at me and chugs a fireball shot and just goes, where's the effing Tylenol? I'll see you tomorrow morning. Yeah. And hung up the phone. And I mean, I'm wearing like all the Chiefs songs you can think of on one of those construction style speakers, so you know it's loud.
Yep.
And my neighbors are doing the whole like peeking their head out, but because the Chiefs won the way that they won and how they won, it was accepted. And I don't think I'm calmed down yet from yesterday's excitement.
I couldn't come down last night, dude.
I really couldn't.
Yeah, like I could not come down at all last night.
No.
My friend Gene Watson FaceTimed me yesterday after the game.
Watson.
He goes,
yes!
He goes, this is unbelievable to watch the way that these teams win. And he goes, and I've never seen you this drunk. I said, yeah, especially on a Sunday, right? Like I don't drink Sunday through Thursday, but by God, I was slamming Fireball on the bus ride home yesterday and getting after it because I still like the adrenaline is still going. I can't explain to anybody if you weren't leaving the stadium with that, just that feeling of like, this is why we love sports.
Yep.
This is why we love sports because you're hugging strangers. You're celebrating your team. Mm. Everybody's happy, loving life. Ralph got a big bag of Topsy's popcorn that they wanted to get rid of. I don't know if Taylor Swift was inside the bag or not, but I mean, it was just an incredible, incredible day. And it goes down as my favorite regular season game ever. And I will say this, those other two games that you mentioned, clearly not as much on the line as what was on the line yesterday, too. Going to 9-0, staying in sole possession of that first place record, keeping the undefeated season alive, and now you're getting ready for Buffalo. And now you're getting ready for arguably the biggest regular season game of the year, the one that's going to matter the most when it comes to all this stuff at the end of the year. And the Kansas City Chiefs right now, I hope they feel invincible and they're on cloud nine because as I texted people, like the only thing I could text people last night was holy bleep, oh my God, F this, holy bleep, like it was effing amazing. Like I just like, I'm still riding high. I lost my voice. I got drunk on a Sunday. Like this is wild, man. Like these are the moments. These are the moments that you look at and you go back and you go, this was when you knew it was going to be that undefeated season. This was the moment that you saw it all come together out there because they had like a 1% chance of blocking that kick. I think, and we'll get through the numbers, there's been like since 1994 in that type of situation, only 6 field goals have ever been blocked. I mean, oh, God, what a game yesterday, man. I am just still exhausted, wiped out, and, like, fired the hell up. Let's go on a Monday.
I don't care that we have to go to a break.
Mac. I don't either.
I want to know.
The boss, where's the Tylenol?
The boss can shove it on a break right here. I want to know what your perspective was, because you were there, too. You're with your brother. You've got people around you.
He was with Wesley yesterday.
Yeah, one of my good friends. Oh, Wesley. Okay. Should be a brother. Yeah, practically. Yeah.
Brother. And what's your POV?
Dude, it was electric. Yeah, anyone leaving, Bob, can suck it.
That
was
ridiculous.
People are walking, walking past me, and Wesley, like, what?
Where
are you
going?
Kidding me? I don't care that this game feels like it's over. It's never over,
it's
dude.
It's never over.
It was the best. Yeah, hugging random people, screaming at everyone.
Yeah.
We're running down the concourse. People are watching the blocked field goal on their phones as me and Wesley are running down screaming, like, wait, what?
Yeah.
It was incredible.
How
it was
many times did you watch it yesterday? If it's under 20, right? Like,
exactly,
I don't think it is.
Yeah,
I just
get
over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, it was just, wow.
It was electric.
I mean, yeah, I had awesome. So many tweets from people asking for cigarettes and all that kind of stuff.
Like, you smoked them all.
It does. I can't. I don't think I've lost my voice at a game since I was a kid. I mean,
those games make you feel like a kid.
They really do, man. They really do. Like that yesterday. That's why we love it. It's why we love sports. It's why we do what we do. It's why we got into this business. It's why you guys are paying attention to us and listening and joining the parties, because we love it and it brings everybody together. Yesterday was just so much fun. Everybody was happy. Everybody was in a great mood, and then everybody left with a great win. Like, it couldn't have been a bit perfect weather.
We're all going to get laid.
I mean,
that's all I thought about after that is the Rodney Dangerfield quote from Jack, from not Jackass, but from
Caddyshack.
Yeah. Wait, everybody's going to get laid.
We're all going to get laid.
I'm all right.
And maybe people did yesterday in the parking lot. I don't know, but my God, I mean, God, if you can't create it, we burned a Bronco before the game in the parking lot.
Awesome.
That was great.
Look out for PETA coming your guys.
Yeah, screw them too. I just tell you, man, what a day. Just what a day.
Don't forget,
what
you can check out everything out on the live stream, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, all of that. On the other side, it's no surprise we got an analogy to what this season is already starting to remind me of. And yes, it's cross-contaminated with another sport. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. Damn glad to have you on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Chiefs Kingdom, Arrowhead Pride. Let's roll, baby, competition terrified. Coach Ray, Jarvis, Kelsey, Tyree, Chris Jones, Tyron Matthew.
Running back stays. One running back stays with Bo Nix. Trotman, that's Javonte Williams as the running back. Trotman is a tight end. Flex just outside the right tackle. Chiefs sell out blitz. Nix back to throw, being chased by Bolton. Sacked all the way back at the 36-yard line. And I mean, they made the fire call, because all of the fire trucks were coming out of the fire station. It's a loss of 20.
What a play that was by the former Mizzou Tiger. How about that for the weekend of fan bases? If you are a Mizzou fan and a Kansas City Chiefs fan, how you are alive and well, I have no clue how that's possible. That Mizzou game was nuts, by the way, just referencing Nick Bolton there. Shout out to the Mizzou Tigers for that one. That was a great game to watch on Saturday night. But that's not where we're at today. It is a victory Monday as the Chiefs win 16-14 against the division rivals. The Denver Broncos couldn't happen to a better team. That one's for John.
Yeah, it really was yesterday. Yes, it was for John yesterday. I love how the fact that I got on X, formerly Twitter, as they say, after the game yesterday, and so many people were posting the video of Elway carrying the Super Bowl trophy through the Chiefs and all the Chiefs players patting the Super Bowl trophy as John Elway was moving down the line. But I will say this, one thing about the Denver Broncos, we do know who the second best team in the division is right now. I do believe it is Denver.
The Chargers?
No, I think Denver, man. I do. They got a really good defense, and they came after the Chiefs hard yesterday, and it was unbelievable to watch it. I was impressed with Denver more than I was, you know, with the Chargers when they played the Chiefs. But I think Denver, man, they're on the come. There's no question about it. They are on the come. But they didn't get the win done yesterday. And they the way that they milked that clock and moved the ball around and waited till 1 second, you're playing with fire, man. You're just absolutely 100% playing with fire in those situations. And Leo Chenal did what he had to do and blocked that damn kick. And the Chiefs are sitting at 9-0. And I mean, my God, I just can't still describe how awesome that was yesterday.
Yesterday was, I think, a stepping stone to what this season will hopefully potentially become. Because I think, obviously, from the get-go, everybody talks about the three-peat. Nobody was really, you know, we're having a beneficial season with what is already a special time to be alive during this run. And, you know, I was sitting there yesterday kind of thinking after the game, once I'd kind of, like, relaxed and, you know, started to watch that Dallas-Philadelphia game, where I guess it's
what,
not...
game?
I guess it's not Dak that does the here we God. Go.
Yeah, I heard that yesterday, too.
Cooper Rush was doing it. I'm like, so this is...
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just like just a weird thing drunk. In Dallas. Yeah. I was like, okay.
Because I was thinking to myself, like, who normally says that?
Yeah. Here we go. I was like, oh, so Cooper does it too.
Where are they going?
Nowhere.
God, they suck too.
That's a great reference to the Boondock Saints. Have you seen the Boondock Saints? The movie?
Negative.
I have not seen that, no.
Okay, it makes me feel less bad, though.
Oh, my God.
Well, I haven't seen much of anything, though. You know?
That's fair. Nowhere. Where you going? Effing nowhere. So I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, I'm trying to think, okay, Dusty, we got, 12 hours until the show starts.
I was ready to go yesterday.
Oh, I could have gone from the end of the game all the way to the end of our show today.
I know, it would have been great.
And I thought of a baseball analogy.
All right.
And do you remember, and I'll tell you what it is, to have a perfect season to me is a lot like having or throwing a perfect game in baseball. A perfect season in the NFL has happened twice. Regular season.
Regular season.
Yes,
regular season
has happened twice. Yep. The Dolphins go 14-0 or whatever it was.
Yep.
And then the Patriots went 16-0. 16.
Did they get to 18, though? Would have been 18-0 if they won the Super Bowl 16?
It would have been 9-0 in the regular season.
Regular season.
And I thought to myself, okay, those seasons probably had games that were like this. And then I was thinking to myself, you know, in baseball, which has been around for 100 years plus, there's only been like, what, less than 30 perfect games.
Is that what it is? I have no idea what the number is.
I know there's been like a ton of no-hitters, but yeah. I think there's only, maybe you can look this up real quick. I think there's only been like 28 perfect games.
That's wild if that's the actual number in over 150 years or whatever it is in baseball.
I think it literally is something like that.
Shows you how rare that is.
And I'm thinking to myself, I remembered the Mark Burley perfect game. And I don't know if anybody else remembers this.
24.
24 perfect games in baseball.
24 perfect games in baseball history.
Nailed that. Yeah. Less than 30. And I remember Mark Burley's perfect game. And if you remember correctly, there was a play made on the mound that he made, which he was a Gold Glove pitcher. And then there was a play in center field. And I can't remember who it was, but he either robs a home run, or he has some great play in center field to save the perfect game.
I'm trying to think who would have been playing center field for the White Sox. The last guy I can remember playing center field there was Lance Johnson in the 80s.
And, I mean, there's Aaron Rowan and other guys as well, but it's irrelevant. And what I'm getting at is, even in a perfect game, there are certain situations throughout that 27-out stretch where things kind of have to be a low percentile to absolutely achieve.
Right.
You've seen perfection in baseball. We've seen perfect games be thrown in our lifetime, even though there's only been 24, which is insane.
Mm-hmm.
But you see plays that get happen when you're like, plays like that, you'll remember why this guy threw a perfect game.
Right.
And then I'm starting to think about the Chiefs season. Right out of the chute, they win by a toe.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then you think about the Cincinnati game where they win 26-25. Jamar Chase loses his temper.
Loses his mind. Yeah.
If he doesn't lose his mind, there's a chance that game has a different outcome.
Absolutely.
And then you think about this game, Leo Chenal blocks the kick, and they win with a 1% chance to win, and they're 9-0. And at the end of the year, if they do go undefeated in the regular season, the first number you will see is 17-0.
Yeah.
But what you'll remember is you'll be like, they're 17-0. And you're like, yeah, you remember that Denver game? Mm-hmm. How do I not? Do you remember how they won in week one with the toe? Yeah. to be perfect is so damn hard, and it never really happens. Again, 24 times since the evolution of baseball to this day has been a perfect game in the sport. Twice in the regular season in the NFL has it happened, and now the Chiefs go on to 9-0. I'm not saying they're going to beat Buffalo or go the rest of the season undefeated. I like their chances against Buffalo,
yeah.
But when they do, or if they do go undefeated, it'll be things like this along the way. Like when you watch a pitcher throw a perfect game like Mark Burley did, you think to yourself, man, that guy robbed a home run. There was a great play at shortstop, and Mark Burley made a great play at the mound. For those three outs out of the other 24 or whatever in the game, those are the reasons why it's perfection, because sometimes you get lucky, and that was, you know, like, I'm not trying to say that that was a lucky block.
Golfers
after yesterday. No. Well, five interceptions, but he still won.
On the come. Mm-hmm. But, like, the thing about it is we have a saying in golf where, like, you might, like, toe a shot.
I thought
and
it was
you
four.
Hit a, you hit, come on, man. You toe a shot or something like that, and you hit something, and it pops up, and it goes on the green. Like, gosh, that was a terrible shot. But, hey, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
Absolutely. And that's life, I think, too. You know, I think it is better to be lucky than good in a lot of aspects of things. But, you know, when you look back at a season, when you look back at a game or something like that, there are moments along the way where you have to say, okay, let me file that in the back of my mind and let me think about that one a little bit later on, and maybe this will come back and play. This just happened to be the last play of the game, so we're going to remember it. That toe happened to be the last play of the game, you know, so we're going to always remember stuff like that. But, you know, along the course of a perfect season, a special season, there are those moments. I mean, just go back in the Royals in 14 and 15, and even this year, you know, everybody remembers that Seattle series, that big win in Detroit in August with MJ hitting the home run. Like, there are moments over the course of a season when you have a special season that are so important that in the moment you may not recognize it, but when you go back and you look at it, you definitely do. But I think everybody recognized what that was about yesterday. I think everybody got that feeling like, this is our year. This is going to be the year that the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, go for history and put everybody else on notice that they are the best team in the history of the NFL. Because if they do run the table this year and they are 20-0, they are the best team in the history of the NFL. And there's no debating that. There's absolutely zero debate that can be had who the best team is, the 72 Dolphins or whatever. No, the Kansas City Chiefs, if they run the table this year, will be considered the best team in the NFL. But sometimes you get a couple of breaks along the way. Not everything's going to be perfect. Not everything's going to go the way that you want it. And yesterday, you say lucky, and I think there is a lot of luck. But also, I want to credit Leo Chenal. I was sitting there watching Football Night in America last night because I just couldn't get enough highlights of the Chiefs game, right? And Florio, who we don't like normally here in Kansas City, says, I just talked to Leo Chenal. And I'm like, okay, what did he have to say? He goes, we were studying that tackle or guard. Excuse me.
You got to make it.
I don't know. We were studying that guard, and, you know, in the extra points, we looked at him. He's a little light on his toes, so we figured we could bull rush him, and that's exactly what they did. They bull rushed that dude, ass over tea kettle, blocked the kick, and here we sit. Like, luck plus smarts, man.
And that's what the top text says from the 816. Luck is preparation meets opportunity. Every rep Chenal has put in the weight room had paid dividends yesterday.
Yeah.
And that's fine. It's still a lucky block.
It's still a lucky block.
I understand.
You have a 1% chance of blocking that, right?
Yeah. I'm not trying to be a jerk or a Richard here. I mean, I'd rather have that sort of luck on my side. Like, I reference golf. I'd rather, like, hit the tree and it comes straight down, hits a rock and lands on the green and be like, yeah, I didn't mean to do that, but I'll take it.
You'll take it, yeah.
Because I'm not thinking that every game they're going to control. I mean, you look at the scores that the Chiefs have had this year, and it's, you know.
But there hasn't been a blowout, you know?
Oh, gosh, darn it. But they're 9-0.
But they're 9-0. Awesome. Oh, my God, but they're not scoring enough points. And I left the game early because I wanted to get my pumpkin spice latte before they went to peppermint.
I love peppermint. But the thing is that, you know, they remain perfect. And sometimes to remain perfect, you have to have imperfection happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, yesterday is one of those games where, sorry, like, it's like when you play Tampa Bay, it's not our fault that the next week that they got to play the Buccaneers, both of their starting wide receivers are out.
Right.
That's part of the journey that
it
you
happens.
Have. And you can find all those things throughout the entire season. Week one, the toe. Week two,
Jamar
Chase. Week three in Atlanta, they went for it twice on fourth down.
Yep.
Got it. Week four against the Chargers. I don't really remember what happened in that game.
They just won by seven. Yeah.
Week five against the New Orleans Saints. I don't really know what happened in that one.
Yeah.
They had control of it.
Derek Carr got hurt, I think, and had to leave the game or whatever that when they fired their coach.
Bye week, nobody showed up to play the Chiefs.
Right.
28-18, Brock Purdy had his worst game of the year.
Yeah, but he had his worst game of his year because the Chiefs made him have his worst game.
Not only that, but in that game, no Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk blows his ACL, no Christian McCaffrey. Stuff like that happens.
But you know what? The Chiefs have been dealing with that since preseason, though, Dusty. Like, you know.
I'm just saying from an opponent's standpoint, you play Las Vegas in week 8. You played Las Vegas. Week 9, you played Tampa Bay. They lose both of their wide receivers. How you doing? Last week, this week, you blocked a field goal.
Yeah. And that's just kind of the way that it works. But you know what? The difference is the Chiefs have gone through a lot of those issues themselves, but they are so well built and so well structured and so well coached and GM'd and owned and the whole nine yards. Like, it is a perfect organization right now. And, you know, you mentioned this guy getting hurt and that guy getting hurt. And for a lot of teams, that derails the season. The Kansas City Chiefs lost their two top wide receivers before we hit October. Mm-hmm. And they're 9-0. And guys step up and guys make plays. And guys do their job. You find me another team that loses wide receiver 1 and wide receiver 2, and you show me where they're 9-0 right now. That's because they got a coach that knows what he's doing. They got a defensive coordinator that knows what he's doing. They've got a quarterback that knows what he's doing. They've got players that Travis Kelce again. Can we tip our caps to Travis Kelce for his day yesterday? I mean, how fabulous was he yesterday?
I'd have played great too. That's how my girlfriend showed up to a football game.
I mean, my goodness, Travis Kelce yesterday. All the people saying that he was washed. He's having a renaissance of his regular season career, but guys are stepping up. I'm sorry, we lost our star running back as well. Yep. Like, I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Lost a corner.
Don't have a left tackle. Lost two of them yesterday.
Don't have a right tackle.
Barely.
He was bad yesterday. Yeah, I know you love him, but he was bad yesterday.
And
Mahomes barely lived through that game.
Look, I'm Juwan Taylor's biggest apologist because my wife, like, much like she didn't like Eric Fisher, she doesn't like Juwan Taylor and complains about him all the time. I think he's a very good player. He was hot ass yesterday. There's no other way to put it. And so is the two guys on the other side, Wanya Morris and the other guy. They stunk. They stunk out loud yesterday. But the Chiefs still found a way to win. And that's because they are such a good team. They are so well coached. They are so well organized. And the other thing is, they never panic, man.
Have you checked the odds of Coach of the Year yet?
I have not.
I wonder what they are today.
I have not. Who do you think would be leading it today? It's got to be Andy Reid.
Still Dan Quinn.
Or Dan Campbell.
No, they lost yesterday, bro. Like, you're out. Dan Campbell?
Dan Quinn, you're out.
You lost yesterday.
We can get into that later, but
I don't think the odds reset till after Monday night because there's still a good chance for Mike McDonald to get a win tonight.
I will say this. Russell Wilson was a clown yesterday when they won. He did not only that, he did the Antonio Brown celebration and then literally did it over the guy that jumped off.
Does any of that surprise you, though?
Russell Wilson being a fan of Antonio Brown?
No, just being a clown after, you know, a win.
Yeah, I mean, because normally Russell Wilson's always like, let's run. That's normally like him. That's not him.
Clown to me.
That's not him being an arrogant ass.
Yeah.
That's what he was.
Hey, you know
but
what?
He's feeling
it, though. I don't blame him.
I can't wait till Christmas.
The last 2 years for Russell Wilson, that was like a release of everything that I think he's gone through personally. Over the last couple of years, they won yesterday, man. They found a way to beat a Washington team that everybody thought was going to go out there and beat them, and they're sitting at 7-2. Oh my god!
By the way, I want to apologize quickly because I don't want to ruin anybody's victory Monday.
Yeah.
So I'm going to draw this out. Bob Mack, Kansas City. I guess I'm wrong. I guess that block wasn't luck. I apologize.
Mm.
It's the second time in less than a year he's blocked a kick. They practice that every single week. Sorry. The block was not luck. It was a dominating play by Chennault. Okay. It wasn't luck.
There's
I apologize. How effing dare you? Okay. It was skill. He knew it. He knew exactly where to be with one damn second left. I apologize. He's a pro at that. You know what? When Aaron Rodgers throws a Hail Mary because he's thrown 5 in his 95-year career, skill. Anyways,
hasn't thrown a touchdown pass. The Jets haven't scored a touchdown. Or not the Jets. The Bears haven't scored a touchdown since that Hail Mary, by the way. So you want to factor that kind of stuff
in. We'll get to that. Let me tell you
something. If you're sitting here waking up this morning and you're mad that we said it was luck or anything, you're a bitter human. Just really are. Like, we're not going to sit here and get into the semantics of it. Patrick Mahomes didn't think they were going to get it done.
I didn't know
everybody.
That. I didn't know that texture was at practice every day.
Nope. Nobody thought they were going to get that. And you know what you can say? You can tell me and sit here all the time. Oh, they practice this. You're right. They do. Everybody practices a lot of things.
Yeah.
But for it to come to fruition in a game like that, you know, it is pure luck.
And I practice golf every day. If I get a birdie, it's luck.
And I will tell you this. If that is not luck, then he should be blocking every single extra point and every single kick.
Well, he did it one time last year, too. The division's over. That's good.
No, right? God,
that's a check mark. Yeah. We always want to do that, right?
Yeah, we got the X next to our name. Have we clinched a playoff spot yet? I saw the playoff standings not giving us a playoff spot yet, but I think we pretty much clinched that yesterday, right?
Yeah. So when you go through a season, at least if you're the Chiefs, okay, let's win our division. Let's have a perfect season. Let's win a three-peat. I kid. No, the first step in any sport is win your division. Because then you're guaranteed a home playoff game.
Right.
That's a lock, dude. And I've never been able to really honestly say this by watching this franchise throughout the time that they've been, and that is the fact that it's, what, week 10? Almost week 11?
Yeah, week 11 next week,
not only is the division over, but the AFC has a chance to be over because I'm not going to lie to you guys. Mm-hmm. After today, when we celebrate, we go home and take a nap and eat a hash brown breakfast burrito from Abelertos. Hey, Don. I will say this. It's on to Buffalo. So let's have fun today.
Today's
the party. Today's Happy Veterans Day, by the way, to all of you out there that did your service. We appreciate you. So does everybody else at the radio station besides us. We're here, the only ones in this building working today to show your love for this victory as well. But look, you have a real damn good chance to not only lock the division's over, right? No one's catching you. But you have a really good chance if you beat Buffalo next week, that the AFC's over and it's week 11.
It's week 11 and this thing is over. And you know what? It's going to fire them up when every talking head on ESPN today says, well, the Chiefs were just lucky. They shouldn't be 8-0 or they shouldn't be 9-0. They should be 8-1. They're not that good. Blah, 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 blah. Buffalo, I hate to break the news to you, man. A wounded duck is coming in there and they're going to kick your ass this weekend. Like, I don't want to be the Buffalo Bills this weekend. I think this may be a blow the Jets game out for the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, enough of the people saying, they're not good. They're lucky. They're this, they're that, the other thing. They're really not the best team out there, blah, 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 blah. If Kansas City goes into Buffalo and slobber knocks the Bills, there's nothing you can say about this team anymore. It shuts everybody up. Let's go to Buffalo. Let's shove some chicken wings where the sun don't shine and show Josh Allen why he's not the best quarterback in the NFL.
Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens coming up on the other side. We get into an overreaction Monday here on 96.5 The Fan, your home Kansas City Sports.
It is time to give you a chance to qualify for the $500 Hy-Vee gift card every day at 6:40. We're going to play a Chiefs highlight, and if you are caller number 6 who knows the Chiefs that we're thankful for, you're going to have the opportunity to qualify for that $500 Hy-Vee gift card. We're going to do it every day this week, and on Friday, we will announce our winner. So be caller 6 if you know this Chief that we're thankful for.
2x2 with eligible receivers, P-Rank. Shades to the right, far side of the field of Mahomes. Barks had a call. Now they motion to set up 3 eligible to the right. They throw right, caught, touchdown! Kansas City just pivots inside and now ties Tony Gonzalez with 76 receiving touchdowns. The best in Kansas City Chiefs history.
All right, 913-586-7965. If you are caller 6 and know that Chief that we are thankful for, you will qualify for the $500 Hy-Vee gift card to be awarded on Friday.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 965, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5, The Fan.
Kick to win it. Oh! Blocked! The Chiefs have won! The Chiefs have won!
They always try to tell you in the professional biz not to let your bias bleed. Kevin Harlan gave you 2 middle fingers on that narrative.
Yeah. How good was that call by Kevin? Oh, my God.
I couldn't believe it.
Kevin is the best. He's just the best human being on earth. I love him. Love him to death. My God. And then that call yesterday, you have in the booth Kevin Harlan, Kansas Cityan, former voice of the Chiefs, and Trent Green. I mean, like, the day couldn't get any better. It just couldn't get any better.
Oh, and by the way, it was the Broncos who it happened to.
That's right. And it's the Broncos, and it's Kevin Harlan with just
kick to win it. Oh! Blocked! The
Chiefs have won! The Chiefs have won!
Insane.
I'm still fired up.
You're going to be asleep at 6:30 tonight. This will be the first time in your life that you're like, man, you know what? I'm kind of glad it gets dark early.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's dark outside. Dad, it's 5:15. Yeah, well.
You want to see me get fired up again?
Kick to win it.
Oh! What? The Chiefs have won! The Chiefs have won!
Total skill.
I can't.
Total skill.
Oh, every time I get it, I just want to jump up and yell, baby.
Goosebumps, man.
Oh. I'm sweating. My adrenaline is pumping. Oh,
Papa
my God.
Molly, I'm sweating.
Whew.
Papa Molly, I'm sweating. I shouldn't be singing that song on the air. But Dusty says luck, and there was a firefight. Another great Boondock Saints reference. Shout out Willem Dafoe. I can't believe you guys haven't seen that movie. Anyways, that game was awesome. There is not a franchise in sports that I hate more in my life than the Denver Broncos. So that couldn't have been a better day for me. You can have your Yankees, you can have your Chargers, your Raiders, your whatever. It's always been the Broncos for me. I've talked about this on Friday last week. Yeah. I told Mitch Holtis that. So to me, that was, I'm good. I'm good for the rest of the season. If they go undefeated, sweet. The way that win was, is an overreaction for me to say that my season is complete.
Yeah, I was going
to
say you've pushed the overreaction button a little bit early on that one, because at 9-0, if they didn't do anything else, they finished 9-8 or something, you'd be like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah, but I'm saying they won't.
No, they won't.
When we say the division's over,
yeah,
for the division to go anybody else's way, the Chiefs have to lose four games. That's not happening.
No, they're not losing
four
games.
Find four games they lose on their schedule.
I'd find a game other than this Buffalo one coming up, man. And obviously, this is the circle game of the year.
Houston
right?
is no longer the game that people thought it was.
No.
Actually, time out. Let's just get into the overreaction.
What?
I don't know. No? Okay. Overreaction Monday brought to you by nobody, but somebody could step
hey.
Up. I'll do mine first. The AFC is cooked. Houston is meh.
What?
Houston is no longer that team. They're no longer that team. Houston, I thought at the beginning of the year, might have a chance. This is their sophomore struggle bus. CJ Stroud is getting figured out. They can't seem to close out games. They're now 6-4. That Houston game in December, when they come to Arrowhead, I think they're going to be shaking in their boots. The Bills are just above average.
But they're still winning that division, though, because who else is, right?
I mean, come on.
That division sucks.
Yeah, I don't know how Houston finds motivation for the rest of the season, because they can't get the one seed. And that, like, they can win 8 games and win that division. Like, literally.
That's great.
8 games,
that division,
wins that
division. Sucks.
Division
that's
blows.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
And the Bills, in my opinion, are just above average. They kind of struggled with Tennessee a couple weeks ago. They kind of struggled against Joe Flacco, who basically gave them the game by throwing that interception for a touchdown in the first freaking 5 seconds of the game. But they didn't. And I get it. Oh, the Chiefs struggled with the Broncos. The Chiefs struggled with the... Come on. I don't think the Bills are as dangerous as everybody says. This is also an overreaction Monday. The Chiefs are 9-0, which is one tough game left on their schedule. That tough game is not Buffalo. That tough game is in Pittsburgh on Christmas Day. Caleb Williams is a bust, and I was wrong.
Oh,
he is absolutely not going to make it in the NFL.
Jeez.
The guy sucks, dude.
I told you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was wrong. Jeez. But where I was right, Kyler Murray.
Playing great, yeah.
Welcome to the MVP room discussion, bud, because he's going to win that division. He's going to be the reason why Arizona's doing well. He's getting Marvin Harrison Jr. the ball, and he's doing it efficiently. My MVP room in the clubhouse right now, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. Those are my four
MVP
runners.
What about Leo Chenal? Does he make it into the MVP room?
No, he's not good.
I'm with you on the Caleb Williams thing, but I've never been a Caleb Williams fan. But I will say, man, Kyler Murray's impressing the hell out of me. What he did yesterday. Now, let me ask you guys this:
Say that one more time?
Kyler Murray's impressing me, man. I'll tell you, he was great yesterday. But how much of this are the Jets just giving up on life, man?
Jeez.
Like, I mean, seriously,
what do you mean? It was Robert Saleh's fault.
No,
it's Zach Wilson's fault.
What?
Is that what you get for people on the text line that say?
Yeah, who say, well, actually, I think.
But
the Jets.
Double band.
I'll get into the overreaction. Aaron Rodgers is the biggest athlete fraud of all time.
And I don't know who comes in at number two. And I don't know that I'll ever lose that again. Nobody has been peddled more as a quote-unquote savior and a great player than Aaron Rodgers to produce nothing. And you start to look back now, and people are like, I can't believe they only won one Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. My thought is, I can't believe they did win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers, because it's all about Aaron Rodgers. He's so selfish. It's all about him. He is so narcissistic. It's all about him.
What?
And when you have somebody like that on your team that is like 52 players over here and then one guy over here, or 25 guys in a baseball clubhouse and another dude over here, it just doesn't work. I'm shocked they won a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers.
Did you
know
his brother was a broadcaster?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. He did the game. I was like, we were watching the game on Saturday Night in the Zoo.
Yeah, oh,
I didn't
know.
And I was like, that guy looks familiar. My buddy's like, yeah, that's Aaron Rodgers' brother. I was like, oh, that's funny, Bob, because we do the last name thing, too. He goes, no, seriously, that's Aaron Rodgers' brother, and he hates him. And I'm like, nice.
Yeah. No,
he's good. I thought he was good.
His whole family hates him.
Like,
it's really evident why and who this is the problem in all of these relationships.
This is supposed to be overreaction, not natural reaction.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So what's the overreaction about Aaron Rodgers?
The overreaction, biggest athlete fraud of all time. Yeah.
Okay.
The reason is 100% him. The Chiefs need two tackles and should consider moving Tooney outside to shore things up. Is that an overreaction or is that a normal reaction?
Didn't you say it was asked?
It was asked in the press conference. Josh texted me.
He's going to play left tackle.
He's probably going to be left tackle, which Joe Tooney's going to be there. Overreaction, Jerry Jones will never see his Cowboys in a Super Bowl ever again.
Well, he's only got 2 years left on Earth.
He blamed the sun yesterday. They were blaming the sun in the stadium yesterday.
You built it!
That's exactly right. They were blaming the sun in the stadium yesterday.
Ugh.
He built it like that on purpose.
Yes.
Well, because he's a dumbass.
God. It's Dumas.
Dumas.
not in this situation.
No, it's a dumbass.
What?
Giants are the worst team in the NFL. And Baker Mayfield's stiff arm of Bosa, to me, is a top five pass of all time. I've never seen anything like that before. That Baker Mayfield stiff arm, like, Bosa better get back in the weight room, because Baker's little chicken arm out there just held him at bay, and he threw that pass and completed it. Oh, my God.
Unreal. I feel like that should make angry runs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't know, again, one more. I don't know if this is an overreaction, normal reaction. Pittsburgh's a legit contender.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right. I was making fun. I think we all were kind of undermining them. I think they're real.
I think Russell Wilson's got a fire, and I hate to say that out loud, but Russell Wilson's doing something this year with Pittsburgh. I mean, dude, the throws he made, the great catch by George Pickens yesterday, that was nasty.
My gosh.
He dropped a dime to Mike Williams, and they have a dual threat at running back. Yeah. They have Najee Harris.
Hang on a second. Back up.
Yeah, I know where you're going. Beep. That guy that Aaron Rodgers got.
The guy that Aaron Rodgers didn't like, right?
They said if he could have just been in the right spot. Right. Mac, your overreaction Monday.
Bears lost most disappointing of the season.
It's
just ridiculous.
At one point, Caleb Williams had like 60 yards on 9 attempts.
I'm not to the bust level yet. I'm not there.
The NFL is, dude.
Yeah, no, you need more time.
You're the only one.
It's the problem
Big
with the
Cat,
NFL.
Chicago, Danny Parkins, Chicago. They're all writing him off.
I told you before the season started.
Danny Parkins not.
Yeah, I told you before the season this guy was a fraud, and he's looking like it. Now, he doesn't have a great coaching staff around him, and I will give him that.
Matt Eberflus is a fraud.
But who's going to be the coaching staff that comes in and saves this guy now?
Ben Johnson. Hopefully.
You know who it's going to be? Aaron Rodgers.
It's going to be Ben Johnson or Mike Vrabel. Chiefs are a team of destiny.
Yep.
The AFC sucks besides the Ravens, Bills, and Chiefs. And
how's it feel?
It's the worst 3 o'clock slate games ever.
Thank God, because I didn't pay any attention to
it. I got home.
That's because you couldn't see. You couldn't see or talk.
I was drunk.
And then looking at the schedules, boys, Bengals, Broncos, I think it's week 17. That's our first playoff game of the season. That will be a win and in game. Bengals and Broncos, I think it's like week 17, week 16. That is a playoff game.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
913-586-7965. A very simple question.
What?
No playoff football responses. Where does that game rank all time in the regular season for you as a Chiefs fan? 913-586-7965. Don't overlook it. Where does that game rank all time in your Chiefs fandom? We'll get to that on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.